Riley, St. Helena, California, October 24th, 1901. Dr. Riley, dear brother, I have two letters partially written to you. While I was writing them, matters would be presented to me that required immediate attention, and so your letters have never been finished. I am writing at 3 o'clock this morning. I desire to speak to you words of hope and courage. I wish every church member could be made to realize the necessity of praying for the physicians in our sanitariums instead of criticizing them. If any men need the prayers of God's people, it is our physicians who have to deal with diseased bodies and diseased minds. If there were much more praying and much less criticizing, how much more life-giving the moral atmosphere would be. Oh, how much more we could help one another if we were less self-centered. Were I as near to the Boulder Sanitarium as I am to San Francisco, I would often have a testimony to bear to the patients, the helpers, and the physicians. When we can fasten the minds of the sick on the great physician, who is light and life as well as comfort and peace and hopefulness, they will see the smiling face of Christ as they look and live. If we can only get them to take their attention off their hopeless, suffering condition and fix it on Jesus Christ, we shall find that this is the very best mind cure and body cure. They should exercise faith, the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Tell them to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. While they avail themselves of simple hygienic remedies for the relief of suffering and the restoration of health, they are to be educated to take hold of the power of Him who has provided these remedies. They are to look to Jesus, their true, faithful physician, who loves them and gave His life for them, believing that He will hear their prayers as well as the prayers of the physicians and nurses attending them. All are to work in perfect harmony for the recovery of the soul as well as the recovery of the body. It is the simplicity of the act of faith that brings the suffering one in touch with the great healer. When the Jews asked Christ, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" He answered, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent." John 6, verse 28-29. In closing his gospel, St. John speaks words of deep importance. "And many signs did Jesus in the presence of them all, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name." John 20, verse 30-31. This statement shows the great importance of understanding the question, "What is faith in the Son of God?" What is the nature of the belief in Christ of which the gospel makes so much account, which is declared to be essential for the salvation of the soul? The whole science of salvation is contained in accepting Christ as a personal, sin-pardoning Savior. He died for sinful, erring human beings. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 14-16. "As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." John 1, verse 12-14. This is the only true mind cure, the only thing that can save the perishing soul. Human beings, with all their defects, all their willful stubbornness, may come to Christ in humility, contrition, and sincere repentance and receive pardon. Christ will take away their sins and impute to them His righteousness. The Holy Spirit takes the things of Christ and presents them to the earnest suppliant, and the salvation of the soul is ensured. And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Verse 16. Looking upon Christ, John's countenance lighted up, and he cried, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Verse 29. These are the words we are to speak to every sinner. Never are we to be beguiled by the sophistry of Satan to tempt any human being to depend on another human mind for healing. God alone is the one who can heal. Those whose minds and bodies are diseased are to behold Christ as the restorer of mind and body. His assurance is so full. "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also." John 14, verse 18, 19. This is the life we are to present to the patients, telling them that if they have faith in Christ as the restorer, if they cooperate with Him, obeying the laws of health in eating, drinking, and dressing, abstaining from all self-gratification, all indulgence of perverted appetite, striving to perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord, He will give them His life. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. John 16, verse 13-14. Here is the source of our power, from which we may draw a constant supply of light and strength. To the earnest seeker, the Lord presented the truth in such a plain, simple way that a little child could not misunderstand. Let us increase in faith and love. What does the Lord Jesus ask of us in return for all His acts of compassion and love? Simply, that we believe in Him. This faith will keep us from the deceptive power of Satan's intrigues. May the Lord be your strength, and your efficiency is my prayer. We pray for you by name and for the prosperity of the institution with which you are connected. I have a great desire that you and Dr. Place and his wife shall walk in all the ways of the Lord blameless. The Lord will be with you if you ask in faith for His presence. Keep the standard uplifted. Let not a stain rest on the sanitarium. God's name will be magnified if we properly represent Him. Strive to make the sanitarium a place where Christ can abide. In this place, we need a purified, sanctifying atmosphere, and you need the same at Boulder. Pray, brethren, pray and believe. Then you will know Jesus as the mighty healer. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5, verse 4. We greatly appreciate Brother and Sister Drouillard. If they should leave, we could not supply the place they fill. If at any time they feel that it is their duty to go elsewhere, I shall not urge them to remain. I would never do this. But as long as they have no burden to go elsewhere, we shall be very glad to keep them with us. For a long time, I have carried a constant burden on Dr. Sanderson's account. He has left the sanitarium. He was not sent away. He went because he thought that another physician would connect with the sanitarium to be first in some lines. His pride would not let him take any position but the first, and he refused to remain. He and his family are now at Dr. Maxson's in Oakland. Since Dr. Sanderson has practiced this mind cure, he seems like a man dazed. I have labored earnestly for him, talking with him and writing to him, but he does not seem to have power to change his course of action. He refused to connect with the sanitarium if another physician came to take a leading part, even though this physician were placed on an equality with him, not above him. Dr. Sanderson is working against himself. He is walking in darkness. I am still writing to him. I feel so sorry for him. Brother Jones and Brother Taylor are laboring for the spiritual welfare of the sanitarium. The atmosphere of the institution is changing. We hope and pray that the Lord will come in and thoroughly cleanse the camp. May the Lord bless you all. In much love and with prayer and hope for your prosperity.